We are so glad you joined us for Sharing the Victory from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the heart and soul in sports. Today, host Ron Brown visits with CBS college basketball analyst Clark Kellogg about the power of prayer.
I know there are people out there, brothers and sisters, that when they see me, bring me to the Lord in prayer.
Yes.
And I know that because I feel it.
Ron also talks to Alvin Battle, member of the 1983 national championship team from North Carolina State.
God knew exactly what he was doing for me to be a part of that championship team, to be able to spread his word to people 25 years later.
And you'll learn about FCA's lacrosse ministry.
We're starting to see, as the sport is blowing up, we're also starting to see the influence that FCA is having on the lacrosse community.
Standing by to get the program underway is Ron Brown, assistant football coach at the University of Nebraska.
I'm sure glad you could join me today because we're going to have a lot of fun. Recently, I was able to catch up with Clark Kellogg, college basketball analyst for CBS TV. He's been busy calling some of the NCAA tournament games, and he'll call the Final Four games as well. You know what I love about Clark Kellogg? Genuine, man. Authentic. Vulnerable. He's got great talent. I mean, the guy can broadcast. He's got a great voice. But he's a guy who studies the game. But what I love about him, he's got a heart for the Lord Jesus, which breeds authenticity. It's great to see people in the press who have an authentic love for the Lord Jesus Christ. And here's my interview with Clark Kellogg. Clark, as we study the scripture, we all must understand that it's really a lot of the scriptures written under the context of opposition.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no question the Christian life is going to breed this opposition that wars against not only in our soul, but just wars against us physically. I mean, the enemy does not want to see Christ prevail. From the powers to be in your profession, there's got to be opposition sometimes for what you stand for. The Bible tells us that if we truly live for Christ, those of us who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Yeah. During those times, and perhaps maybe it's in conflicting times when you want to take a stand for something that you believe is Christ-like, whether maybe the network wants to go in a different direction, what's that been like for you?
You know what? I'm just to the point now, and it's interesting you bring that up, Ron, the idea of constantly being at war and being in opposition. I think most Christians acknowledge that perhaps in their head, but sometimes it doesn't become a heart issue until you mature and grow in your faith and realize that at the core there is simply a being in war nature to being a Christian.
Right.
And that's something that I'm just beginning to really embrace from the standpoint of understanding that that's at the core of everything counter to what Christ is desiring for us. I mean, there's major opposition there in every way. The way I've tried to deal with it and have dealt with it is simply to be consistent, be consistent, to be genuine, authentic, and to be real in who I am because of Christ, who I am in Christ. And oftentimes, that can disarm some folks. It can make folks uncomfortable on occasion, but I think when there's consistency in your walk and there's consistency in how you approach your life from a Christ-centered standpoint, the opposition is going to be there. There's no question about it, and it takes different forms. But in my particular, in the profession that I'm in, I've not encountered at least outward opposition to the positions that I've taken and the way I've carried myself because of my faith. Not to say that that won't happen and that it hasn't gone on behind the scenes, but I know countless people are always praying for me, Ron. As I travel, and because of the visibility I'm afforded through my work as a TV announcer, I know there are people out there, brothers and sisters, that when they see me, bring me to the Lord in prayer.
Yes.
And I know that because I feel it.
Right.
As I'm going through the craziness of the next few weeks with March Madness upon us and the demands and the expectations that are part of my job. And I know that prayer covering is something that's gone before me, about me, on top of me, and around me, and underneath me.
Well, Clark, you know, when you mentioned maturity, I thought, man, you know what? When you get out on that ledge with Jesus, life doesn't stay as simple as it did. Now, and not only that, but I think that God calls us to a very high calling and to step out and risk it all for him in a world that really hates him. And so I wanted to know, what is it that wrecks you and really just pulls you apart where you have to really draw an amazing dependency on Christ?
Oh, my goodness, Ron. That's a terrific question. And you know what? For me currently, It's this whole challenge to really give myself fully to the Lord, but in doing that, to give myself completely to my wife, to really be the partner and the husband and the friend that she needs me to be for her.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some dynamics and some complications to that because of what I do and because of how I am, and that I feel a great responsibility to use the platform to honor God. And there are a number of different venues where that can be done. And yet, that might not always be best in the context of what I need to be doing with and for her.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, is an ever-pressing issue that really has come to the forefront here in the last probably 2 or 3 months, to where I really need to reevaluate the energy and time that I sometimes give to other worthy causes at the expense of perhaps not doing what I need to be doing for and with my spouse. And I don't think that's unique to me. It's something that I think a lot of men battle with. As I wake up, I'm thinking about, there's some things I've got to throw off in order to be able to allow God to do what he wants to do in me for the sake of Rosie and our marriage. Not that there's anything headed towards disaster,
right,
but there were some warning signs in regard to our growth together. And God really slammed me upside the head recently about that area. Because it's easy to sometimes allow busyness and the status quo to blind you to some things that could mushroom into disastrous consequences. And I'm excited because I'm willing to make whatever changes and sacrifices need to be made to be fully alive the way God wants me to be in that area from my heart.
Yeah. Amen. Well, you know what? I want to tell you something, Clark. I appreciate your vulnerability on that. You just spoke to maybe thousands and thousands of men across America who are in similar situations. That faithful testimony that you just gave, I know God will honor. It will bless a lot of men. It'll drive a lot of men to their knees, who many of us may be on the verge of destruction and on that path. And so a wise word from you on that, just in your own vulnerability, we really appreciate it. And also, you know, you mentioned there are a number of people out there who are praying for you. Some of that prayer may just be pretty generic because they know your face and they don't know you very well, but they know you're a believer. You've just given now a lot of ammunition for us to be praying specifically for you and in other areas of your life. So I want to thank you for not only that vulnerability, but just for being on our show.
Well, I appreciate it, Ron. A real pleasure, and I'm believing and trusting that God uses it to his glory and honor and to the benefit and building up of others out there listening.
That was Clark Kellogg, a very familiar face and voice. He's CBS's college basketball analyst. We're going to bring him back next week for more Spiritual Insight. Coming up next, you'll learn about one of the fastest growing sports in America and how FCA is involved in ministering to coaches and athletes in that sport. That's right here on FCA's national radio program, Sharing the Victory.
At FCA, we're touching millions one heart at a time. Since 1954, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes has been putting the heart and soul in sports by challenging athletes and coaches to impact the world for Jesus Christ. As the largest sports ministry in the world, FCA now reaches over 2 million people annually on the professional, college, high school, junior high, and youth levels. Through this shared passion for athletics and faith, lives are changed one heart at a time. Learn more at FCA.org. FCA Gear is your place for top-of-the-line clothing. With clothing from FCA Gear, you'll let everyone know you support FCA, the heart and soul in sports. Also available at FCA Gear, Bibles, devotionals, study guides, and much more, including books from Tony Dungy, Jim Tressel, and Les Steckel. At FCA Gear, you'll find that perfect gift for the sports person in your life. FCA Gear is available online at FCA.org. That's FCA.org.
Time for FCA Across America. And our feature today is the new National Director for the FCA Lacrosse Ministry, Ryan Hornberg, who is actually located in Maryland. Ryan, welcome to Sharing the Victory.
Thank you, Coach. It's a pleasure to be on the show with you.
Ryan, tell us a little bit about the sport of lacrosse. It might be unfamiliar to some of us in different parts of the country.
Well, I'm glad you said that. It's interesting to see now. Lacrosse, in the last several years, has become one of the most popular sports in America. As a matter of fact, right now, women's lacrosse is actually the fastest-growing sport in the nation, and men's lacrosse is actually the number four fastest-growing sport in the nation as well. So traditionally, it has been primarily on the East Coast, but now it is shifting westward. And with that westward shift, it is just blowing up all over the place.
Tell us, you must have a lacrosse background yourself.
Yeah, I played lacrosse in high school and then also at Messiah College. I was fortunate to play offense. I was a tack man. But like I said, the sport is just absolutely taking off. And for those that don't actually know anything about the sport, it's kind of like a combination of basketball and hockey, where you're playing on a full field, football length, and you have goals that are a little bit larger than a hockey goal. It's about 6 feet by 6 feet, and the object is to you have a stick with a net on the end of it, and you're cradling a ball inside of it, and just to put it in the goal.
Well, you know, it takes a lot of skill, and as I talked to Ryan Hornberg, the national director for the FCA Lacrosse Ministry, Ryan, I have to ask you, you know, the practice time, the skills that need to be developed, the physicality of the game, and so forth. Do you see any of the athletes responding to the ministry side of things in terms of, you know, is there a longing that you see with a number of the athletes through lacrosse to know more about Jesus Christ?
Oh, most definitely. We're starting to see, as the sport is blowing up, we're also starting to see the influence that FCA is having on the lacrosse community. It's unfortunate that a lot of people that aren't involved with the sport, when they hear the sport of lacrosse, they think of Duke and some of the scandals that have been in the news recently. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're here to be a positive influence within the actual lacrosse community. And what we're looking for is players that are looking to get involved with FCA that can be a couple things. Number one, a role model. Number two, that can be committed to playing drug and alcohol free. And number three, people that aren't afraid to let their light shine while on the field.
Well, Ryan, first of all, we want to commend you on your new position as the FCA Lacrosse Ministries National Director. But we also, I think, admonish you, because you made a very interesting point. You said you want to let God's light shine while they're doing lacrosse. And that means that there ought to be an intense intimacy with the Lord Jesus Christ while they're playing, not just a prayer before or a prayer after, and everybody goes to hell during the game, but while they're playing. Have you felt God's pleasure while you play?
Oh, most definitely. And that's one of the hard things I think people tend to lose focus of. When you play a physical sport like you did with football and me with lacrosse, you know, you can easily lose sight of the focus of why we're out there on the field and why we're actually playing. And there's not a greater joy than to get hit by somebody in a lacrosse field and know that they hit you legally and it was a good hit, and you can look them up or talk to them after the game or even during the game and look at them in the face and say, hey, you know, you got me good on that one, but you know what? I love you like a brother. I love you like Christ loved his son. And then after the game, you can fellowship with them.
That's great. Well, first of all, Ryan, God bless you as you conduct ministry across this nation. I hope the sport keeps increasing, because it becomes now a new ministry field, a mission field, so to speak.
Amen.
Like going to a foreign nation and evangelizing. There's a whole lacrosse community out there that's growing that needs to be evangelized. And we thank God that you're heading up FCA's helm that way. We've been talking to Ryan Hornberg, the National Director for the FCA Lacrosse Ministry. Ryan, thanks for being on Sharing the Victory with us today.
Thank you. Take care.
Hey, Ryan has 5 FCA lacrosse t-shirts that he wants to give away. Call us right now and we'll put your name in a hat and draw 5 winners. Here's the toll-free number, 866-788-5031. Again, 866-788-5031. And if you'd like to know more about the FCA Lacrosse Ministry, you can go to their website, fcalax.org. That's fcalax.org. Coming up next, we're going back to 1983 for one of the most dramatic championship games in NCAA basketball history. Alvin Battle from that North Carolina State team will be my guest when Sharing the Victory continues. You're listening to Sharing the Victory, the weekly radio program from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Not only is SharingTheVictoryRadio.com the place to listen to past programs and subscribe to receive the free podcast, SharingTheVictoryRadio.com is also the place that links you to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes to learn more about how God is using the largest sports ministry in the world. Also, you'll get access to the online version of Sharing the Victory magazine. Check us out today at SharingTheVictoryRadio.com. That's SharingTheVictoryRadio.com.
Serving.
Integrity.
Teamwork.
Excellence.
These are the core values of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Get an in-depth look at each value from select contributors such as Tony Dungy, John Wooden, Laura Wilkinson, John Kitna, Betsy King, and Les Steckel. The four-book set is available now at FCA.org. This book series will be an excellent resource for high school, college, and professional athletes and fans at all levels. The Core Values book series available at FCA.org. That's FCA.org.
Hi, this is Kurt Warner, quarterback of the Arizona Cardinals. And now back to Ron Brown and Sharing the Victory.
We have a very interesting guest today on our Where Are They Now segment. His name is Alvin Battle, one of the basketball players for the 1983 National Championship team at North Carolina State under the late Jim Valvano. And Alvin, it's a pleasure to have you on Sharing the Victory as our guest.
Well, thank you for inviting me, and I just appreciate the opportunity to be a part of the show.
You know, Alvin, I remember where I was then when I watched that game, and you know what? Whether that was an air ball or a pass, I'll tell you what, it ended up in good hands for the game-winning bucket. And, of course, I think we all remember, any of us who are sports fans, Jim Valvano running across the floor not knowing where to go or what to do. But, wow, that had to be a great moment. You know, as a member of football national championships myself, I understand the thrill of that. But, Alvin, I think we both would have to agree, because of our relationship with Christ, we recognize that that baby doesn't last very long, does it, in terms of fulfillment?
It does not last very long. It lasts probably a month or two, and in reality, sets back in. But little did I know that winning a national championship would do all the things that it's doing for me today.
Well, you know, that's what I wanted to talk to you about, Alvin, because, you know, as I've studied up on you a little bit, I've been very impressed with something that many Christians don't take the opportunity to do, from championship teams or uniquely done things, you know, in the world of, let's say, sports. And that is, you have been a great steward of these opportunities. I mean, you've used the national title and the books that have written about that national title team and all that's been said, and the popularity of a Jim Valvano who subsequently died of cancer. But you've used all of that to bring glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. Why don't you tell us how God has set you up with alley-oop passes from these types of things to slam dunk home the truth of the word?
Well, I can tell you, it's been an interesting ride. You know, around 10 years ago, I went to a Promise Keepers, and the Lord put it on my heart to minister to men. Hmm. And from that point to this day, I've been pushing, serving the Lord and helping men understand the Lord Jesus Christ. But today, in today's world, I'm currently a IT technical team lead for First Citizens Bank in Raleigh, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. I serve on the board of the YMCA Triangle Christians Emphasis Committee. I'm a chairperson for the Cary YMCA Christians Emphasis Committee. I started a Bible study at the Cary YMCA about 6 years ago with just two guys, because mm-hmm. they knew I played for the national championship team, and this guy's a Christian. Let's listen to him. Mm-hmm. And this morning we had, yesterday morning we had 17 guys there at 5 a.m.
Wow.
Praising God and wanting to learn more about God. I'm part of a Bible study, and I started at First Citizens Bank a few years ago, and it's just growing leaps and bounds. Mm. You know, I teach a New Testament study class at my church, New Horizons, for new believers, and they listen because they know that I love God and, you know, being a national champion, that seems to open up a lot of doors for us.
And you know, Alvin, with a national championship team or athletic success, for the Christian, there's always two stories. And the public only seems to get one story.
They only get one side.
They get the media side of it. But it's up to the Christian to steward the hidden story, so to speak.
That is so true.
And see, because they'll never hear it unless we have learned how to articulate our faith and to see the modern-day parable of sports to bring home the truth of Jesus Christ. And Jesus was so clever at taking worldly events and common things that go on and then being able to use that as what we call a parable. That's what you've been doing, modern-day parables through the world of sports, particularly the NCAA National Championship, to bring home the reality and the truth of Jesus Christ, to start Bible studies, to affect men's lives. Wow, what a powerful agent.
I can tell you more things, but it's just been a wonderful opportunity. I came to know Christ when I was 16 years old, and God has been with me through all the ups and downs through all the years. But, you know, being a part of the national championship team, you know, I didn't realize it at the age of 21, 22, that God would use that time in my life to give me the opportunity 25 years later to glorify His name. It's just absolutely amazing, and I call it a divine appointment. Wow. A lot of people will say, yes, that's just part of life, being a part of a championship team, that's fine, then you move on. But God knew exactly what He was doing at that time for me to be a part of that championship team, to be able to spread His word to people 25 years later. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing, Alvin. And I know what we're not saying is that you have to be a national champion to be a spokesman for God.
You don't have to have
athletic success as the world defines it to do that. Because in everyone's life, there is a national championship something that God has put together. It may not be a title that everybody recognizes, but there's something like a national title. There's something uniquely designed for each and every person that would bring out the message of the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. The combination of spiritual gifts, athletic talents, circumstances, musical ability, academics, you name it, whatever package God puts together for us. Alvin, thank you for being a great steward of the package that God has given to you. Thanks for being on our show today.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity. You know, Fellowship of Christian Athletes is a great organization. I speak at the local Fellowship of Christian Athletes in my daughter's school and schools around the Triangle, and I absolutely love speaking to these kids. Thank you for allowing me to share my message, and hopefully it'll help someone to understand that God loves us no matter who we are, athletes or non-athletes, and He gives us all talents and abilities to spread His word and to bring others to God.
Well, my guest today has been Alvin Battle, the former team member of the North Carolina State basketball team that won the 1983 national championship under Jim Valvano. Alvin has been our privileged guest for us today on Sharing the Victory. Wasn't it great reliving the memories of the 1983 national championship, the great head coach at NC State who died of cancer, the courageous Jim Valvano? Well, Alvin's got a lot more to say, and we'll have him back next week. It's going to be a great show. FCA President Les Steckel is coming up next with Coach's Corner, so keep it right here on Sharing the Victory.
When it comes to your sport, you can compete with
heart.
You can compete with
soul.
You can play
inside out.
FCA Camps, a time of inspiration and perspiration for athletes and coaches who want to reach their full potential. Call 866-269-2267. That's 866-269-2267, or go to fcacamps.org. That's fcacamps.org. Next weekend on Sharing the Victory, we'll hear from two men who know all about playing the Final Four. Clark Kellogg, the top college basketball analyst for CBS Sports, and former North Carolina State basketball player Alvin Battle, whose team won an improbable national championship in 1983. This is your place to be inspired to do sports God's way. So make sure you join us every week at the same time for Sharing the Victory.
Hi, Ron Brown back with you on Sharing the Victory. It's time for Coach's Corner, our head coach and president for FCA, Les Steckel.
You've heard it said, whether you're an athlete, a music student, or a sales trainee, practice makes perfect. That was ingrained into me as an athlete, and I said it often when I was a coach. I certainly believe it's true. Repeating a particular play over and over again in practice will give players the opportunity to master it for when the real game is on the line. But when you really consider the word perfect, it might be better to revise the slogan to say that perfect people with perfect practice will perform perfectly. That's a real tongue twister, isn't it? That's even more true, but it's still not perfectly true. In reality, you can practice and practice and practice, and you still won't always be perfect. You should be better, but you won't really be perfect. Perfect means always and forever without any fault. There's only one who has ever walked this earth who has been perfect, and that, of course, is Jesus Christ. He's definitely our model for perfection, and the Bible gives you and me numerous commands to be perfect. Jesus himself in Matthew chapter 5, verse 48 declared, "Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Apostle Paul stated in Colossians 1:28, his zeal was intended to be able to one day present everyone perfect in Christ. And the author of Hebrews writes in Hebrews 10:14 that Christ did what allowed you to be considered perfect before the Lord. Because of one sacrifice, he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. Therefore, please understand that you can't ever become perfect in and by yourself. Never. No, never. But because of Christ, you can become perfect and holy in his eyes when you surrender your life to his leading. Getting back to practicing, athletes have daily disciplines, reading and rereading the playbook. We as Christians should be reading and rereading the Bible. Athletes spend hours listening to their coaches in meetings. We as Christians should be listening to our master coach, Jesus Christ, with a daily time of prayer. And when it comes time for fierce competition in the athletic arena, athletes give with great passion and appreciation for the talents God has blessed them with. We as Christians should give of our talents to God's service, and we truly will be blessed. This is Coach Les Steckel, president of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, agreeing that practice can't really make you perfect, but Jesus can when you practice your faith in him. God bless.
I hope you can join us next week because we'll continue our conversations with two guys that we heard from today. Clyde Kellogg, CBS basketball analyst, who will call the Final Four games, which is historical because Billy Packard was the longtime great announcer for CBS, and Clark Kellogg now in his first year doing the analysis for the Final Four. What an exciting time for Clark. We'll be hearing from him again. And Alvin Battle, who won a national championship with the North Carolina State basketball team in 1983. Remember, there are two ways of doing sports, God's way or a man's way. You got to choose one. Which will you choose? Have a great week from all of us here at Sharing the Victory.
Earlier in the program, you heard about FCA's lacrosse ministry. Call us now, and we'll put your name in a drawing and pick five winners to receive the FCA lacrosse T-shirt. Our phone number at Sharing the Victory is 1-866-788-5031. That's toll free, 866-788-5031. A reminder that our website is available to you anytime at sharingthevictoryradio.com. You can listen to past programs and interviews and subscribe to receive the free podcasts. It's all a click away at sharingthevictoryradio.com. We hope you have a great week, and make sure you join us next week at the same time for Sharing the Victory. Sharing the Victory is a production of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the heart and soul in sports.